So what matters to you? What's important to you, sir?
My health benefits, the things I have to go through with the VA.
So what are you going through with the VA right now?
I'm having a few problems, but yet some of them have been resolved.
So you're a veteran?
United States Army.
When did you serve?
1976.
I see. So right after Vietnam?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. How many years were you in?
2 months.
Yeah. So what else do you care about? What do you think of the community here in Columbus?
Columbus is okay because I've just been here about a month and a half. I'm okay with it, but Dayton was much better. For some reason, Dayton was much better.
You're not sure why?
Dayton was better because they cared about me more. Columbus is supposed to be the capital, and they bunch of you-know-what, but I'm dealing with it. I'm all right.
Are you staying with friends or family here?
I was at the BOA, but I've been kicked out because I got drunk the other night.
So where are you going to sleep tonight?
I have no idea, but I'll be okay.
So where do you get your meals from?
The shelters. I mean, these different places around town.
So, do you have children or family at other cities?
Yes, I do have one child. She's 7 years old.
Where does she live?
I mean, she's 10 years old. She's in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, okay. So, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I love America.
What do you love about America?
I'm a veteran and I love my country. I really do.
So
nothing wrong.
What do you think about the future of our country?
I think it's going to hell.
Why do you say that?
Because we got so many different presidents that not even worth even being around. I mean, they were a bunch of bulls. I mean, if you just think about it, America's going to hell.
Is there anything we can do about that?
Yeah, if Bush was never in office, we wouldn't have never been dismissed up.
I see. What do you think of Obama?
I like him. I mean, he's doing the right thing.
Are you registered to vote?
Were
you
yes,
you voted in Michigan?
Yes.
That's. Anything else you want to say, Gerald?
Oh, you got it right.
I did, finally. It took me a minute, but...
No, everything is okay. I mean, I'm getting along with Columbus. I've been here about a month and a half, but I'm getting along.
Have you been down to those fountains yet they have at the Scioto? Like the Scioto Mile?
No.
How about this area they call the Commons?
I love it up here.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, this...
The State House here? State House lawn? Broad and high.
I like it.
As long as it's not raining.
Right.
So what do you do if it rains?
If it rains, I don't know. I just get somewhere to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, it's fine up here. I like it.
How would you describe a good day? What's a good day for you?
A day when I don't have any problems, when I can just, I'm this type of person. I'm a people person. I mean, I don't have any enemies. I can meet a person on the street and I get along with them. I mean, just by talking to them.
How are your relationship with the police in Columbus?
Oh, we real good.
Well, that's good.
I don't like them. No, but police don't even bother me. I mean, I'm good with them. Are you trying to cut it off?
No. Nope. I'm just making sure I'm watching the battery. That's what I keep looking at.
I'm okay with the police. I'm okay with... Like I said, I'm a people person. I don't have any problem with nobody. I mean, I get along with just like you. When I first saw you, I got along with you, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
With good eye contact there for a minute.
Right.
That's why I asked you to talk. I was like, this guy's probably going to talk.
I don't have any problems with nobody.
Yeah.
People are my people.
You think good relationships with people is what makes life worth living?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's what I think. I try. Don't always succeed at it.
Me too. I don't give a roof if you're black or white. You're my people, so I care about you.
Sure.
You don't mean nothing. You are just like me. I'm human, and you're human. So I don't have any problem.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for a reminder. Yeah, I forget about that sometimes.
No, that never.
The common ground we have as human beings.
Never forget that. You always are human. You got human. If you are alien, you...
It's right, people... I know what you mean. Like, find things that we have in common instead of things that divide us.
We live and we breathe.
Yeah.
Birds live and breathe, don't they?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So why do I have a problem with birds? Why do I have problems with any animal, anybody? Anything. I don't have no problem. I care. My heart is big as hell. My heart is what keeps me alive. My heart.
It's filled with love, a lot of love.
Huh?
So you said your heart is what keeps you alive?
Yes, it is, because I love everything, everybody. I even love the damn insects, but I kill them because they kick me, they beat me up.
Do you eat meat? Do you eat meat and cheese and other stuff?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And that's a problem.
But why is it a problem?
Because it comes from animals, it comes from... I can't help it. I'm just human.
Sure. You have to eat. Right. A lot of the shelters, too, and other places. I don't know where you eat. Where do you get most of your food from?
Shelters.
Right. You can't really be too picky when you go there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Anything else you want to say?
I love America.
You already said that. All right. You love it so much to say it again. That's cool. Hey, thank you. Thanks, Gerald.